E-commerce is growing in many parts of the world, of course, here in China as well, making the number of postal parcels surge substantially. A string of self-service parcel pickup machines have popped up in residential areas here in China. It solves the inconvenience of having no one at home to receive a delivery package. But recently, online shoppers here in Beijing complained that couriers place their parcels in these self-service lockers or collection stations without letting them know. So some actually have lost the precious delivery that they've been looking forward to receiving for days. So let's talk about this. First of all, these self-service lockers, they're kind of a new thing. And please explain and describe what they are.
Actually, they're not that new. It has been existing
I'm completely out of the loop.
For maybe 2 or 3 years, usually this kind of a huge box and it involves lots of lockers will be installed in a community.
They're like a wall of lockers.
Yes, a wall of lockers, and there's a computer screen in the middle, and whenever the couriers want to put stuff into the locker, they need to scan their ID and then they will get a security number or a password. Later, after they put all the parcels into the lockers, they will send a short message to the recipient. So they will receive a password which they can unlock the lockers. So, but the location of lockers are different from community to community. Some it's maybe near your apartment, but some maybe blocks away from your apartment.
Oh, so it's not like every building has?
No, it's not. Before, they were planned to give each building one wall of lockers, but later on it turned out to be very unrealistic. So sometimes, for example, a very huge community maybe involves maybe 20 or 30 buildings. Maybe there are just two collecting points of the lockers.
Okay, so this reminds me of the post mailboxes, like for some residential buildings, they have walls of these small pigeonholes. Of course, there's a lock as well, and for mail. But these days, people in China rarely get mail. Instead, we have so many delivery packages. Yeah. I suppose.
I think my only question is: do they give you a choice whether you want to use these self-service lockers or? Is that an option? And also, do you have to pay for this service?
Oh, that's why we brought up this topic today. And here I collect some complaints.
Let's hear the complaints.
Yes, the first complaint is from an online shopaholic in Beijing, whose name is Miss Wan. And this lady, and she checked the information of her parcels delivered by ZTO Express, which is Zhongtong in Chinese, on November 6th. And later on, she found out they have already been signed in 2 hours ago. But the reality is she didn't receive any packages from the express company. Later on, she figured out the parcels were sent to the self-service lockers, which is one block away from apartment. So by these, we know, apparently the couriers didn't notice her in advance. And another complaint from a citizen in Beijing, whose name is Mr. Wang, and he complained that due to this action without any advance notice, it's caused some troubles for him to return and refund the products because he bought lots of things on Double 11, of course. And you know, on that day, you need to scramble for the products you have been waiting for a long time. So he made some repeat orders. Therefore, after he received the parcels, he need to return some of it. But you know, in China, if you are a frequent Taobao user, you will know that how can you get a refund or exchange of the products? First, when you receive the parcel, before you click sign in or already get the parcel, you need to send it back to the seller as soon as possible. And you shouldn't click sign in that part. But for these, the couriers, without notice, they put the parcels into the lockers. They will help you to sign in. So this means I already received the parcel. So it caused more troubles for the customers to return or refund their products.
Well, interesting. Well, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of online shopping, and it's hugely annoying for some people, I suppose. But Huangshan, I'm not a frequent online shopper, but please give me more tips or just let me know what this is about.
Yeah.
I thought that for a lot of people, when they receive their packages, as the very nice 快递小哥 or the courier guy comes up to your apartment and then gives you the parcel, and usually don't you just sort of sign and smile at him, wave goodbye kind of thing, and then you unwrap later? Isn't that what usually people do? By the sound of what you're saying, seems to be like you should unwrap the thing in front of the eyes of the 快递小哥 and make sure that, oh, this is the thing I want or not, and act immediately? Is that what you're trying to say here?
Because this is a really complicated thing, because sometimes we will pay with Alipay or we can use any mobile payment. So Taobao is more like a third-party supervision platform. So when you paid and before you receive the parcel and you click sign in, or I already got the parcel, in Chinese is 确认收货, verified, you check in for the parcel, then they won't deduct the money from your account. Only after you click that button, then the Taobao, the third-party supervision platform, will deduct money and put the money into the seller's account.
Uh-huh. So actually, when you buy the product, the money doesn't go directly to the seller.
No, it will, but there is a supervision platform. Just hold it for a time.
Okay.
And if you are satisfied with the product and you click, you already received it, then the seller can directly receive the money you paid.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That's just like how PayPal works in the West. So this is a third-party payment platform that, like Huangshan said, it's like supervision or like a middleman.
Yes.
Right? So once it gets the okay from both sides, and then the transaction will
successful,
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it still takes me back to the point, forget about the payment method. I am still so confused here. I don't really have much to say about these self-service lockers, because I'm not an online shopper as well as much. I don't do that as well. But then again, and when you buy these things from online platforms, don't they give you an option whether you want the service to be brought to your door or for you to pick it up from the service lockers? Because I suppose that should be an option with so many people. Not so many people, but some people obviously are really unhappy with this service.
So when you purchase the products and there's no option, like whether you want to receive it door-to-door, I think there's an option. You can choose whether you want to select like a door-to-door delivery or you just want them to put it in a lockers. But most people will just choose door-to-door delivery. But basically, or generally speaking, if you choose this option, but in what situation they will still deliver the package to the lockers is when you didn't pick up the phone or the courier couldn't contact you, then they will directly put the parcels into the lockers. Otherwise, they have to deliver the parcels to your doorstep. But this is why many people complain. Like, I chose the door-to-door delivery and they even didn't call them. So they just directly put stuff into the lockers.
Yeah, and can I just add one thing, please, here as an infrequent shopper? But I've been doing that for a little while, maybe once a year. And I remember, well, more than that, I suppose. But a couple of years ago, back then, when the self-service lockers for delivery, I don't necessarily think exists, certainly didn't exist in my neighborhood, which I know like the back of my hand. I know exactly where the two recycling bins are, you know, so there's no service locker whatsoever. And in my mind and also on my phone, the default setting is door-to-door delivery, and I don't pay anything for it, because that becomes also one of the attractions, I suppose, when these sellers online get your deal kind of thing, because you sometimes, I don't know how they make money. Like, I buy very cheap things, but voila, I don't need to pay for delivery. And I love that. And I guess I've been spoiled in that regard, that I'm sort of expecting the very nice, hardworking courier guy would deliver my good from wherever it came from to my doorstep. And I am expecting a phone call because that's just how it happens. Mm. That seems to be the standard. And we've been used to that for years. Or mm-hmm. when you look back, it's just maybe 10, mm-hmm. less than 10 years since e-commerce has really enjoyed this explosion of growth here in China. But now, Huangshan, she's our shopping guru today.
You seem to be, you know, you're much younger than me. So you obviously are you're very tech savvy because this is now about, again, the technology field. Mm. And for me, I don't know, it's just because I'm an old soul, I'm such a traditionalist, such that I just do like, you know, having human interactions. I'm very skeptical when it comes to issues where I have to deal with machines. They can't read my emotions. When I'm dealing with a real quiet person, I can ask questions. I can, you know, there's so many ways I can feel like my package is safe. Yeah. But when I have to deal with these kinds of machines, then it's just, to me, I don't understand why people would want that, even though I do understand the convenience that comes with it.
Mm. Huangshan, what are the benefits of these self-service lockers then?
Yeah, before I have to say, we talked to Lai Ming since he's not on show today, but he gave me some insights into the benefits of the lockers.
Ooh, Lai Ming.
Yeah, first of all, like, you don't need to reveal your personal address and you won't leak any of your personal information.
Whoa, wait a minute. If you don't give your address, how do they know that where the package is going?
You can choose the locker. The locker just give you a very vague address. It won't like tell the detailed information of where you live. It's just like a very vague and it just like demonstrate like which community you're living in.
Okay.
Instead of the which building and which room.
So you can just check the locker's address instead of your own address being typed.
Okay, that's where another problem for me comes in. As much as that is an advantage, like what if the quiet person has so many people they need, like you said, they send you a code through a text message that your parcel has arrived. What if they actually sent you the wrong code and another person? So like you get your packages mixed up.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also some girls, they reveal like they prefer to pick up the parcels at the locker because for them who lives alone and in an apartment, they say if sometimes after work they receive the parcels, they're afraid of opening a door to a strange person. So some girls reveal that, they prefer use the lockers instead of the door-to-door delivery.
Hmm. Oh. Well, certainly then that eliminates risks in coming from that.
I just feel people are being paranoid. A little bit paranoia is right there. But, well, you know, I don't know. People have different preferences.
Yeah, and another thing about the locker, though, was the notification. I mean, are you notified that you are receiving it, or exactly where is it being placed? And that's one thing that I think we need some clarification, and also we need to know what the standard process is, and that needs to be upheld for people to get to their parcels and be happy with that. Another thing is, let's say if you didn't manage to get to your self-service locker on time, 24 hours have passed, and do I need to pay for that, or does somebody need to pay for that? And what if there's too many parcels in the lockers and people are not picking them up? Then does that come back and bite me, the consumer? What happens then?
You know what? Actually, this aroused another really heat discussion in China at the moment, because due to so many people just don't want to pick up their parcels in the lockers or delayed picking it up. So recently, some delivery companies and also the locker service companies, they want to charge some fees for overtime pickup. So the legal data reports that a self-service lockers used to allow unlimited storage time without charge. But now, many want to require users to pay around 1 yuan a day if they don't pick up their package within 6 to 8 hours, although the exact time varies between companies. So they are actually planning to charge.
So if they're not charging just yet, I would interpret this as the self-service lockers have not become the main way of pickup, because if they start charging, then that's when I suppose the companies are confident enough that they've got enough customers that that they can extract some money from, I suppose. But yeah, I think this is really interesting in that it mirrors what the lives are of Chinese urban dwellers are like these days. Isn't it unfortunately to some extent that we've been pampered to be so lazy, expecting a man to come to your door when you've made every single purchase online, and sometimes just leaving stuff in the lockers for days because, well, maybe that 1 yuan isn't really that much to pay for, and people can simply shoulder the cost.
I just think people are becoming lazier and even more antisocial. When we look at now, we have these, we're getting more to a place where we are having less and less human interactions in so many ways. We have now driverless cars. We have, you know, these machines where you can just go pick a book and return it without interacting with anyone. So as time goes by, and now people even have, you know, work from home jobs. You're just dealing with your computer. And to me, as much as it's a good thing, there's also like a lot of disadvantages that come with it, and it's a little bit scary as well. Because what are we turning ourselves into? And I mean, how far can we go with these kinds of services? I mean, I do get it. The only advantage will be because sometimes I really, really hate it on a Sunday morning. I'm trying to sleep at 10 a.m. and my phone rings and, you know, and it's a quiet guy and I have to get up, go collect my parcel. It's a good thing in that way, in that if I cannot pick up like physically, then they can put that in the locker service. But then again, for me as a person, I see it as it having more risks rather than benefits. But that's just me.
Yeah, but for me, I think maybe a priority notice is very important, because what if someone, they're really in need of this kind of service? For example, earlier this year, I broke my food. I got a fracture, right? And so for me, it's hard for me to get the necessities, daily necessities. So I need to book this day-to-day delivery so they can come to my doorstep. I can get all the things I want. And also, there are lots of pregnant women and also some elderly people. It's hard for them to pick up really, really heavy stuff from the locker.
Yeah.
First, if it's just next to your apartment, that's fine. But some people, they need to walk 2 or 3 blocks away, and also they need to carry some really heavy stuff back to their house. So actually, this creates some inconvenience for them. Maybe that's the reason why they want the delivery.
Yeah, well, these days with the very shrewd Chinese online shoppers psychic, they basically shop for rice. Well, that would be like a whole huge package of mini kgs, right? And water, bottled water that come in ginormous boxes. And that's a good deal, you know, buy in bulk, you know.
I saw the other day, I don't know, one of our colleagues on the building. So I got to pick my little quietie, a little tiny box. And then then she comes and she's wheeling around an entire car from a quietie guy. And I was just like, wow, that's really interesting.
Maybe toilet paper.
No, it was a car, because you could see you could tell from the box. I think it was a toy car for the son or the daughter or something. And I was just like, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen somebody buy online and have it delivered at work, and then in the evening you have to carry it back home.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, why didn't she just, you know, ask them to deliver at home for her when she's there? But then again, I don't know.
Yeah, possibly because, let's say if you don't have a lobby and a front desk, then there's nobody to take that stuff
with
them
when you're not
there. But
then you can
always
tell the QID to come back whenever you're there. I've done that a few times. I just tell them, come, I'm not at home, but come back at 3 o'clock, I'll be there, and they come back.
Oh, Neela, I hope no QID guy is listening to the show right now, because you've just made yourself very unpopular among those guys and women. Because you know what they hate the most in the world? I suppose, that they have to come back again, and they want to be efficient as they're under a lot of work pressure too. They have many parcels to deliver every day.
I've done it, like, normally most of the time I've done that is usually maybe on a weekend. So they come to the office gate. I'm like, dude, we don't work on weekends. I don't work on weekends. So can you come back? I'm not in the area, but I should be back at around 5 p.m. And then I ask them, can you come back? Some of them say yes, and then they come back maybe at 4 o'clock. But some of them, they just say, okay, so how about I just deliver it on Monday? I said, that's great, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, guys, then let's look at this situation. What is the way forward? Because you've got the very... lazy, to some extent, consumers that are very much used to the pampered way. Door-to-door service without paying very much. When you look at the cost for labor, let's say in the US and the UK and Europe, people stop buying for the fact that delivery is so expensive. And here in China, right now, we can still enjoy such cheap service, but what about 10 years later? Let's say 5 years later. I don't know how long further away ahead can we enjoy this kind of cheap service from courier guys. When sometimes when I look at these guys, they are young. They're probably new to the city, or maybe have been living here in Beijing, Shanghai, all these places for some years. But I wonder what is his future, because when you've got an aging society, when you've got technology that's advancing in ways that we simply cannot keep up with, I don't know how much longer this kind of service can be enjoyed by us, this job can be enjoyed by these delivery men and women. And but okay, that's maybe a bit further in the future. What is your preference when it comes to such deliveries?
I think more communication should be involved. Also, maybe we should respect the couriers a little bit more, because they're under really heavy workload and pressure. Sometimes, instead of complain, they put the parcels into the locker. Maybe just reflect that why you didn't pick up his phone when he tried to contact you. So if you pick up his phone, his or her phone, then he won't put the parcel into the locker, but deliver to the place you want.
Well, then you're in a meeting, let's say, or you're doing a roundtable right now. We've got our phones all, you know, left in the little room outside of the studio. I can't pick up, so then...
I think the best thing would be, like, for the delivery company, if they could make, you know, a habit of informing you, calling you maybe a day before and tell you you should be expecting your parcel tomorrow at a particular time. I think a lot of people will be expecting that, rather than for me, I just never know. I just, you know, I'm just sitting there, my phone's ringing, and I'm like, oops, somebody's calling me. And then I that's when I remember, aha, I have a parcel. So yeah. I think also earlier communication could be able to, you know, work best for both sides.
Yeah, well, communication is the key, and expectation as well. And I think sometimes as we move on with this economy and division of labor, sometimes I guess maybe the expectation will be adjusted in the future I'm sorry, delivery guys. I worry about your jobs. And also, I worry that when you have a whole generation of young guys running on the streets without concrete skills aside from this, then what happens for them in their future? We'll be back after this short break.